Scottish Qualifications Authority, National Qualifications 2014, English for Speakers of Other Languages, National 5. Listening. Recording 1. Listen to the conversation. Answer the questions which follow. You now have 1 minute to read the questions in Recording 1 before you start.
Hi, Mum. I'm back.
Hi, Jack. How did it go?
Awesome. We won 4-0. You should have seen their faces.
Wow. Did you score any goals?
No, but Rob scored 3.
Rob? Who's Rob?
You know Rob. The tall guy with the spiky hair.
Oh, the one with all those tattoos.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Guess what? He's got a new tattoo done on his wrist with his girlfriend's name on it.
I'm surprised he's got any room in his arms to have another tattoo. So, what happens when he breaks up from his girlfriend?
Oh, Mum, you're such a cynic. Anyway, it's written in Chinese characters.
Does that make it any better?
I suppose it's going a bit far. Having someone's name tattooed on me isn't my thing. But, I was thinking of getting one done myself. You know, maybe a neat little lizard up in my arm. Something arty and fun. You were wondering what to get me for my 18th birthday, and...
A tattoo! On you!
It would be a great present. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable indeed. I really can't understand why you'd want one. Act in haste now and repent at leisure. It's permanent. Not like getting a new haircut. Imagine what you'd do in your 40s with a creepy lizard on your arm. Not so cool then. Or when you'd go for a job interview. What would the employer think and...
Mum, I wouldn't be going to an interview in a T-shirt. They wouldn't even know I had one. It's not like I want to have stupid tattooed onto my forehead.
But it doesn't convey the right image. Fine for gangsters and bikers to have tattoos, but not someone who wants to go to university and get a job as an engineer.
You're so old-fashioned. Everyone gets tattoos nowadays. It's no big deal. Angelina Jolie and David Beckham have got them. It's a form of body art. Not the sign of belonging to a criminal gang.
Body art? But it's so... so ugly.
Why do you think it has to be ugly? Sure, you get extremes, but I'm not talking about getting a full body tattoo. No, all I want is a tiny tattoo done by a professional tattoo artist.
So why don't you just get a temporary tattoo? They look realistic enough. And if you don't like it, it'll come off in a few weeks anyway.
That's so lame. It has to be a proper tattoo or nothing at all.
But it can't be removed. You'd be stuck with it for life. Don't you think your tastes change as you get older? Do you still like the same things now that you did even 2 years ago? You really have to think long and hard about this, Jack. I think you'd be making a huge mistake.
I know you think that, but I'm almost 18 and I can make up my own mind. I don't know why I'm even discussing it with you.
Well, you're actually only 17 and your body's still developing. Your little lizard might become distorted as you grow and your skin stretches and...
What? And turn into a hideous dragon? I don't think so.
My point is... You have to consider this really seriously. I'm sure you'd end up regretting it. Or you might not even get that far if you get infected by an unsterilised needle. I've heard of people getting HIV from dirty needles.
You have no idea how things are nowadays. I wouldn't be going to some dodgy parlour. Tattoo studios these days are cleaner than your average hospital. The artists are trained and know how to handle stuff safely. Everything's sterilised. It's completely safe.
So where exactly are these hyper-hygienic studios?
There's one down the high street. It's got a great reputation. Rob, Lewis and all my mates have got theirs done there. Why don't you come and have a look for yourself? And we could have a look at the designs.
I was thinking of getting a...
Hi, Mum. I'm back.
Hi, Jack. How did it go?
Awesome. We won 4-0. You should have seen their faces.
Wow. Did you score any goals?
No, but Rob scored 3.
Rob? Who's Rob?
You know Rob. The tall guy with the spiky hair.
Oh, the one with all those tattoos.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Guess
what? He's got a new tattoo done on his wrist with his girlfriend's name on it.
I'm surprised he's got any room in his arms to have another tattoo. So, what happens when he breaks up from his girlfriend?
Oh, Mum, you're such a cynic. Anyway, it's written in Chinese characters.
Does that make it any better?
I suppose it's going a bit far. Having someone's name tattooed on me isn't my thing. But, I was thinking of getting one done myself. You know, maybe a neat little lizard up in my arm. Something arty and fun. You were wondering what to get me for my 18th birthday, and...
A tattoo? On you?
It would be a great present. Unforgettable.
Unforgettable indeed. I really can't understand why you'd want one. Act in haste now and repent at leisure. It's permanent. Not like getting a new haircut. Imagine what you'd do in your 40s with a creepy lizard on your arm. Not so cool then. Or when you'd go for a job interview. What would the employer think and...
Mum, I wouldn't be going to an interview in a T-shirt. They wouldn't even know I had one. It's not like I want to have stupid tattooed onto my forehead.
But it doesn't convey the right image. Fine for gangsters and bikers to have tattoos, but not someone who wants to go to university and get a job as an engineer.
You're so old-fashioned. Everyone gets tattoos nowadays. It's no big deal. Angelina Jolie and David Beckham have got them. It's a form of body art. Not the sign of belonging to a criminal gang.
Body art? But it's so... so ugly.
Why do you think it has to be ugly? Sure, you get extremes, but I'm not talking about getting a full body tattoo. No, all I want is a tiny tattoo done by a professional tattoo artist.
So why don't you just get a temporary tattoo? They look realistic enough. And if you don't like it, it'll come off in a few weeks anyway.
That's so lame. It has to be a proper tattoo or nothing at all.
But it can't be removed. You'd be stuck with it for life. Don't you think your tastes change as you get older? Do you still like the same things now that you did even 2 years ago? You really have to think long and hard about this, Jack. I think you'd be making a huge mistake.
I know you think that, but I'm almost 18 and I can make up my own mind. I don't know why I'm even discussing it with you.
Well, you're actually only 17 and your body's still developing. Your little lizard might become distorted as you grow and your skin stretches and...
What? And turn into a hideous dragon? I don't think so.
My point is... You have to consider this really seriously. I'm sure you'd end up regretting it. Or you might not even get that far if you get infected by an unsterilised needle. I've heard of people getting HIV from dirty needles.
You have no idea how things are nowadays. I wouldn't be going to some dodgy parlour. Tattoo studios these days are cleaner than your average hospital. The artists are trained and know how to handle stuff safely. Everything's sterilised. It's completely safe.
So where exactly are these hyper-hygienic studios?
There's one down the high street. It's got a great reputation. Rob, Lewis and all my mates have got theirs done there. Why don't you come and have a look for yourself? And we could have a look at the designs.
I was thinking of getting it.
Recording 2. Listen to the talk, answer the questions which follow. You now have 1 minute to read the questions in recording 2 before you start.
Is there something you've always meant to do, wanted to do, but just haven't got around to it? A few years ago, I felt like I was stuck in a rut, so I decided to try something new for 30 days. The idea is actually pretty simple. Think about something you've always wanted to add to your life and try it for the next 30 days. It turns out, 30 days is just about the right amount of time to add a new habit. Like cycling to school or work, reading the news, writing a daily blog, walking 10,000 steps a day, or taking a different photo every day. Or you could also subtract a habit from your life, like stop watching TV, cut out sugar, stop the late nights in front of the computer, or avoid Facebook. If you can't cut something out altogether, then just cut down. So you could go on Facebook or Twitter for 10 minutes instead of an hour every day. I'm sure there's at least one thing we'd all like to give up. When you've thought of your own personal challenges, make a list and prioritise them. Then get yourself a calendar and mark off your achievements each day. You'll be amazed by your achievements at the end of the month. There are a few things I learned while doing these 30-day challenges. The first was, instead of the months flying by, forgotten, the time was much more memorable. This was part of a challenge I did to take a picture every day for a month. And I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing that day. I also noticed that as I started to do more and harder 30-day challenges, my self-confidence grew. Last year, I ended up hiking up Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. I would never have been that adventurous before I started my 30-day challenges. I also figured out that if you really want something badly enough, you can do anything for 30 days. Have you ever wanted to write a novel? Each November, tens of thousands of people try to write their own 50,000-word novel from scratch in just 30 days. If you do the calculations, all you have to do is write 1,667 words a day for a month. So I did. By the way, the secret is not to go to sleep until you've written your words for the day. You might be sleep-deprived, but you'll finish your novel. Now, is my book the next great novel? No. I wrote it in a month. It's awful. But for the rest of my life, when I'm at a party and introduced to people, I no longer have to say, I'm a computer scientist. No. I can now enjoy saying, I'm a novelist. So here's one last thing I'd like to mention. I learned that when I made small, sustainable changes, things I could keep doing, they were more likely to stick. There's nothing wrong with big, crazy challenges. In fact, they're a lot of fun. But they're less likely to stick. 30 days is a period of time long enough for something to become familiar, but short enough to endure if the challenge turns out to be unpleasant. So here's my question to you. What are you waiting for? I guarantee you the next 30 days are going to pass whether you like it or not. So why not think about something you've always wanted to try and give it a shot for the next 30 days? Thank you. Is there something you've always meant to do, wanted to do, but just haven't got around to it? A few years ago, I felt like I was stuck in a rut, so I decided to try something new for 30 days. The idea is actually pretty simple. Think about something you've always wanted to add to your life and try it for the next 30 days. It turns out, 30 days is just about the right amount of time to add a new habit. Like cycling to school or work, reading the news, writing a daily blog, walking 10,000 steps a day, or taking a different photo every day. Or you could also subtract a habit from your life, like stop watching TV, cut out sugar, stop the late nights in front of the computer, or avoid Facebook. If you can't cut something out altogether, then just cut down. So you could go on Facebook or Twitter for 10 minutes instead of an hour every day. I'm sure there's at least one thing we'd all like to give up. When you've thought of your own personal challenges, make a list and prioritise them. Then get yourself a calendar and mark off your achievements each day. You'll be amazed by your achievements at the end of the month. There are a few things I learned while doing these 30-day challenges. The first was, instead of the months flying by, forgotten, the time was much more memorable. This was part of a challenge I did to take a picture every day for a month. And I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing that day. I also noticed that as I started to do more and harder 30-day challenges, my self-confidence grew. Last year, I ended up hiking up Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. I would never have been that adventurous before I started my 30-day challenges. I also figured out that if you really want something badly enough, you can do anything for 30 days. Have you ever wanted to write a novel? Each November, tens of thousands of people try to write their own 50,000-word novel from scratch in just 30 days. If you do the calculations, all you have to do is write 1,667 words a day for a month. So I did. By the way, the secret is not to go to sleep until you've written your words for the day. You might be sleep-deprived, but you'll finish your novel. Now, is my book the next great novel? No. I wrote it in a month. It's awful. But for the rest of my life, when I'm at a party and introduced to people, I no longer have to say, I'm a computer scientist. No. I can now enjoy saying, I'm a novelist. So here's one last thing I'd like to mention. I learned that when I made small, sustainable changes, things I could keep doing, they were more likely to stick. There's nothing wrong with big, crazy challenges. In fact, they're a lot of fun. But they're less likely to stick. 30 days is a period of time long enough for something to become familiar, but short enough to endure if the challenge turns out to be unpleasant. So here's my question to you. What are you waiting for? I guarantee you the next 30 days are going to pass whether you like it or not. So why not think about something you've always wanted to try and give it a shot for the next 30 days? Thank you.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.